我们非常高兴欢迎我们亲爱的朋友再一次的拨空来参加今晚的布道会。
We're very glad to see our friends among us this evening to join the gospel night.
我们这几天布道会的主题是寻求生命的意义。
For the past couple of evenings, we have been talking about the theme, seeking the meaning of life.
我们人是会思想的芦苇。
Human beings, figuratively speaking, is like a thinking reed.
虽然我们的身材很像一根芦苇。
Even though in terms of our physical makeup, we are like a reed.
但是我们跟草木不同的地方是因为我们有思想的能力。
We are still different from plants because we have the ability to think.
我们会用思想的能力去思考什么是有意义的。
We have the ability to think and ponder on meaning.
我们会寻求有价值的东西。
We seek things that have value.
一朵玫瑰花可能一个礼拜就枯萎了。
A rose may wither in a week.
可是当爱人送给我们的时候，他就永远活在我们的心中。
But when this rose is given to us by someone we love, then this will live in our hearts.
我们总是会去做一件有意义、有价值的事情。
We want to do things that are meaningful and valuable.
在我们做事情、在我们说话之前，我们会思考这有意义吗
？Before we say something or do something, we will first make sure it has meaning.
证明我们是寻求意义的生物。
All these show that human beings are creatures that seek meaning.
我们这种本能就证明我们本身的存在是有意义的。
So this very instinct shows that our existence itself is meaningful.
那么生命的意义是什么呢？
Then what is the meaning of life?
在第一天晚上我们谈到了，我们就是要来享受天上真神的恩惠。
In our first discussion during the first evening service, we said that the meaning of life is to enjoy God's love.
第二天我们谈到要活出真爱。
On the second day, we discussed that the meaning of life is to live out true love.
我们得到神的爱之后，也应当要把它分享出去。
After we have received God's love, we need to share this love.
这样我们的生命才有价值。
That will make our life meaningful.
我们才能够像一根蜡烛散发出热跟光来。
We'll be like a candle that brings light and warmth.
带给我们生活周围的人有光明，有温暖。
In the same way, we can bring warmth and light to those around us.
在爱里面，人才能够光明平安。
Only in love can we find light and peace.
喜乐和盼望。
Joy and hope.
这就是我们所希望过的生活。
This is the life that we should seek.
那今天晚上我们继续要跟各位来谈生命的意义呢，就是要来彰显神的荣耀。
This evening, I'd like to share with you the topic that the meaning of life is in manifesting God's glory.
当我们谈第一天享受神的爱的时候，我们是从神创造的动机来看的。
On the first day, when we talked about the meaning of life as in enjoying God's love, we looked at God's creation.
那第二天我们谈到要活出真爱呢，是从生命的价值来看的。
And on the second day, when we talked aboutLiving out true love, we looked at it from the perspective of meaning, the value of life.
那今天我们说要生命的意义是要彰显神的荣耀，是从神创造的目的来看的。
And today, this evening, we'd like to look at the topic of manifesting God's glory from the perspective of the purpose of God's creation.
我们请看旧约圣经以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah.
43章
Chapter 43
以赛亚书43章
Isaiah 43
我们首先请看第六节
Verse 6
以赛亚书43章第六节
Isaiah 43 verse 6
这是天上的真神对他的百姓所应许的一种福气
This is a blessing that the God of heaven promised his people
就是各国要交出神的子民来
All the nations of the earth will surrender the children of God.
使他们能够归回神所应许的地。
So that they may return to the promised land of God.
那么这些百姓是什么呢？
And what are these people?
就是第七节所说的。
Verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory.
是我所做成所造作的
I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
这一节呢就很清楚地告诉我们，神创造人类的目的是为了要荣耀他的名。
It tells us very clearly here that the purpose of God's creation of man is to glorify him.
为了神的荣耀，神创造了我们人类。
God made human beings for his glory.
我们再看二十一节。
Let's also read verse 21.
这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
These people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise.
在刚刚看的第七节，他写的比较笼统，比较抽象一点。
In verse 7, the wording is more general.
神说，是我为自己的荣耀创造人类。
God created human beings for his glory.
但是什么叫做为了神的荣耀来创造人类呢？
But what does it mean that God has created us for his glory?
就是他创造人类呢，要来述说他的美德。
It means that we are to declare God's praise.
来传扬神的美德。
We are to declare God's goodness.
把神一切美善的本质呢，把它彰显出来。
We need to live out everything that's good and beautiful about God.
所以从这句话看来，我们就可以知道说，人活在世上是代表神。
So from this passage, we understand that we live on earth as representatives of God.
代表神在这个世界呢，来执行他的权柄。
On behalf of God, we exercise God's authority on earth.
要来完成他的旨意。
We are here to fulfill His will.
来管理这个地面。
We're here to rule over the earth.
来显出神美善的本质。
And we're here to manifest God's goodness and wonder.
这就是生命的价值。
This is the meaning of life.
就是神创造我们人类的目的。
And this is the purpose for which God made us.
所以当我们能够从这个层面去思考的时候，我们的价值就存在了。
When we think from this perspective, we see that our life is indeed meaningful.
我们就不是偶然存在的。
We are not here by chance.
我们也不是忽然间就离开的。
And we will not disappear as an accident.
我们的生命不是一场的玩笑，也不是荒谬。
Our life is not a practical joke, and it is not an absurdity.
而是神的永恒的计划当中来创造了我们人类。
But instead, under the eternal plan of God, He made us.
那么为什么神要我们来彰显他的荣美呢？
Why does God want us to manifest His glory?
我们人类的体积没有大象的大。
Physically speaking, we are no larger than an elephant.
我们没有像狮子的那样凶猛。
We're not as powerful as a lion.
我们的身体也不像孔雀那么漂亮。
And we're not as beautiful as a peacock.
我们的动作也不像猴子那么快速。
And we're not as fast as a monkey.
但是为什么神要我们来彰显他的荣美呢？
But why did God choose us to manifest his glory?
我们请看创世纪第一章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第一章我们请看二十六节。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
创世纪第一章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。二十七节。
27.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女啊。以上这个地方记载啊，起初神创造我们人类的始祖。
This these verses tell us that God created our first ancestors.
他是按着他的形象来造男造女的。
And God made man and woman according to His image.
这个意思是告诉我们说，神把他内在一切美善的本质呢，也给了我们人类啊。
In other words, God imparted His beautiful attributes, His goodness to man.
那么神的形象呢，到底有什么美善的本质？
What are the beautiful qualities of God's image?
我们可以想象得到的良善。
These are the things we can name: the goodness,
信实。
Truthfulness,
圣洁
；Holiness,
公义
；Righteousness,
慈爱
；Love,
这些都是神美善的本质。
All these are attributes or qualities of God's image.
他把这种本能给了我们。
And God gave these qualities to us.
所以最起初，我们人类始祖他们的生命本质呢，是带着像神那种形象的。
So when human beings were first created, they carried with them God's divine image.
神是自由拥有的美善。
And God's attribute is eternal.
我们是神创造的美善。
And we have received the attributes God has endowed upon us.
他给人智慧。
God has given us wisdom.
他给我们权柄。
He has given us authority.
他给我们他美善的本质。
And He's given us His goodness.
那么我们可以管理这个地面。
And we have been put in charge to rule over the earth.
所以我们就显然比其他的动物更有尊贵了。
This means that we are more dignified than the other creation.
我们可以把大象抓来放到动物园给我们孙子看。
We can take an elephant, put it into the zoo, and show it to our children.
我们可以把猴子抓来，把它放到动物园，带我们的孙子去看。
We can take the monkeys, put them in the zoo, and show them to our children.
因为我们有神的智慧跟权柄。
This is because we have God's wisdom and God's authority.
他要我们的管理地面，所以就是给我们的这些。
Because God has asked us to manage, has commanded us to manage the earth, so He has given us these attributes.
如果不是这样的话呢，就是我们的孙子被猴子给抓去，给他猴子的孙子看。
Otherwise, I think our children will be taken to the zoo by the monkeys to be shown to the monkeys.
但是今天神给我们智慧跟权柄啊。
Today, God has given us wisdom and authority.
所以我们可以管理这个地面。
That's why we're able to rule over the earth.
在万物的面前，人代表神。
Before all other creatures, human beings are God's representative.
所以在伊甸园里面呢，人有完美的形象。
In the Garden of Eden, man had a perfect image of God.
是没有罪的生活。
They lived in a sinless life.
在人的生活当中，真的彰显了神的荣美了。
So true enough, they manifest God's beauty and goodness.
向这个世界来诉说神的美德。
Through them, God's goodness and praises were declared to the whole world.
但是呢，后来啊，这个罪啊，进入了伊甸园。
But later on, sin came into the Garden of Eden.
因为魔鬼借着蛇来引诱夏娃。
The devil tempted Eve through the snake.
错误的选择就产生罪。
As a result of a wrong choice, sin came in.
神给人类有自由意志，有自由的选择权。
God gives human beings free will.
因为他造人不是机器人。
God did not create us as a robot.
他给我们自由的意志。
He gives us free choice.
由我们自己的选择来选择善。或是选择恶。
We have the choice to choose good or evil.
那所谓的善就是按着神的标准来选择，就是在善里面。
And what defines good is everything that is according to God's will.
但是人在应用他的选择权的时候呢，他做了错误的选择。
Unfortunately, our first human beings made the wrong choice.
因为这样，罪就进入了人的心里头。
And because of that, sin entered their hearts.
进入这个世界。
Sin entered the world.
因此呢，世世代代的人就生在罪中，活在罪中，死在罪中。
Consequently, every generation afterwards was born in sin, lived in sin, and dies in sin.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章，我们请看十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
这里说罪是从一个人进入世界，就是亚当。
Through one man, sin entered the world, and this man was Adam.
死又是从罪来的。
And death through sin.
那么死就临到众人了。
And thus death spread to all men.
因为众人都犯罪。
Because all sinned.
我们看第十四节。
Verse 14.
从亚当到摩西，死都做了，就做了王。
Death reigned from Adam to Moses.
连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的人也在他的权下。
Even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam.
在亚当 后代的人虽然犯的罪不是跟亚当犯的一样。
Even though Adam's descendants did not commit the same mistake as Adam.
或者是说没有犯跟他一样的罪。
They did not commit the same sin as Adam did.
但是因为这是罪是一种权柄。
Sin,
罪是一种权势。
But sin is a power or authority.
它透过人错误的选择，它进入人的生活里面。
Through the wrong choice that human beings make, sin is able to enter into their lives.
然后人就失掉了那个美善的本质了。
And as a result, human beings lose the original good qualities of God.
本来是完是圆满的，但是现在变成亏缺了，又缺了一个角了，亏缺了。
They were made whole, but because of sin, they fell short.
本来有神的那种荣美，但是现在已经亏缺了神的荣耀了。
They were endowed with God's beauty and glory, but now they fall short of God's glory.
因为罪破坏了完美。
Sin had ruined the perfection.
罪使人的从神那里来的那种完美的形象呢，已经破坏了。
Sin has destroyed or ruined the image, the beautiful image that God has endowed upon man.
所以罪就做了世世代代的王。
As a result, sin reigned from generation to generation.
罪非常可怕。
Sin is very dreadful.
但是呢，我们很多人不太喜欢用听到这个罪这个字眼。
Many people don't like to be told about sin.
那其实在圣经里面所谓的这个罪呢，它大概有几个方面的这个定义。
The Bible defines sin in several aspects.
我们大概简单讲一下。
Let me just briefly summarize.
一个呢，就是他所行所做的呢，没有合乎神的标准。
First, sin means conduct that is contrary or that does not meet God's standard.
就是说射箭出去的时候呢，没有射中了那个红靶心。
It's just like when you try to shoot a target, you miss or you fall short.
就是偏离了那个正心。
It does not hit the center.
就是不是走的正直的那个道路。
In other words, going down the wrong path.
那另外一个想法呢，另外一个定义就是说偏离的本位。
Secondly, sin is defined as straying from the original assigned position.
神创造宇宙万物的时候，把它放在一个定位上。
When God created everything, He put them in proper order and place.
但是呢，不管是神所创造的使者还是人类，当他不守这个本位逾越的时候呢，就产生了错误。
But whether it's angels or human beings, when they stray from God's originally assigned place, they have sinned.
那么就要接受公义的审判。
And they must be judged justly.
另外一个就是知道善不去行，那就是罪了。
The third definition of sin is knowing what is right but fails to do it.
那这样讲起来的话，这个罪的权势相当的大。
So we can see how powerful sin can be.
我们不晓得怎么样去胜过它。
We don't seem to be able to overcome it.
但是宇宙中有一位公义的审判主。
In this universe, there is an absolute just judge.
因着他的圣洁跟他的公义呢，他必定要审判。
Because he is holy and he is upright, he must judge sinners.
这样才能够满足他的公义的要求。
Only then can he be truly a just God.
那这样的话，在罪的权势底下生活的人呢，就无法跳脱了。
So as a result, no sinner can escape God's judgment.
我们就在这个当中世世代代的生生不息。
So from generation to generation, we are under its control.
但是罪一直做世界的王。
Sin continues to reign in the world.
在这种情况底下呢，主耶稣他为了要使我们能够重新的恢复人尊贵的形象。
But the Lord Jesus Christ came to restore the image that God had originally given to human beings.
所以他就到世上来拯救我们。
That's why he came to deliver us.
那这样看起来呢，本来神按着他形象造我们人类，要我们来荣耀他。
God originally made us for his glory and to offer him praises.
但是呢，人却让神失望了。
Yet human beings have failed and disappointed God.
但是主耶稣基督的救赎就是一种补救的方法。
However, the Lord Jesus Christ came to offer a solution.
我们今天进入耶稣基督里面。
Today, we can come into Jesus Christ.
就可以得到帮助。
And we can receive help.
真正在恢复到神那种荣美的形象。
We can be restored to the original beautiful image that God has made us in.
我们就可以来荣耀神了。
And we can therefore still live for God's glory.
所以神要我们来荣耀他。
It is God's intention that we glorify Him.
因为唯有人类是按着神的形象来被造的。
Only human beings were created for God's glory and in His image.
那么曾经小弟也跟过我们一位朋友在谈论这个问题。
I once had a discussion with a truth seeker, a friend, about this.
我们可能会产生跟他一样的这样的想法。
Perhaps some of us may ask a similar question as he did.
哎呀，这个天上的神啊！ 要人来荣耀他。
He said, the God in heaven wants human beings to glorify him.
为了他自己的荣耀，他造了我们人类。
God created us human beings just for His own glory.
他让我这个世界上啊受苦了几十年。
And He allows me to suffer all these years on earth.
然后他说，冠冕堂皇说他要得荣耀。
And He just says He made me for His glory.
哎呀，你们的神很骄傲啊。
The God you worship is so proud.
因为哦，你们的神要人家赞美他。
Your God wants people to praise Him.
哎呀，像小孩子一样。
He's like a little kid.
要人家鼓掌赞美。
He wants people to clap.
他是这样说的。
So that's what this friend was thinking.
哎，这样听起来好像有点道理啊。
It sounds rather logical.
哎呀，天上的神怎么这么不谦卑呢？
How come the God in heaven is so proud and arrogant?
要人来荣耀他。
He wants us to bring him glory.
要赞美颂赞他。
He wants us to praise him.
哎呀，这位神啊，很喜欢人家赞美他。
This God likes to receive praise so much.
那如果说我不赞美他呢？
What if I don't praise him?
他这样讲的时候，我们就去思考了。
Then that made me think.
那第一个会让我们去思想说，什么是神的荣耀？
The first question is, what is God's glory?
第二个。
Second.
如果人不荣耀神的话，神会不会有荣耀？
Does God lose glory when we fail to glorify him?
人如果不荣耀神，我说我不要荣耀神，我不赞美他，那这样神是不是就没有荣耀了？
When human beings say, I don't want to glorify God, does that mean that God no longer has glory?
第三个问题。
Third question.
当我们不荣耀神的时候，
When we don't glorify God,
我们不要借着我们美善的行为来彰显神的荣美的时候，
If we refuse to manifest God's goodness,
我不要有一点点的好行为的时候，人会变成什么？
When we don't have any goodness in us, what will become of us?
我们先来回答第一个问题。
Let's first answer the first question.
我们从圣经这样读起来啊，大概可以让我们知道一个印象。
From the Bible, this is the conclusion we can draw.
什么是神的荣耀？
What is God's glory?
神的荣耀就是他从他自己美善的本质所散发出来的光辉，叫做荣耀。
God's glory is the splendor that he displays through the goodness, the good attributes that he has.
你会再问，什么叫做美善的本质？
You may ask, what are God's good attributes?
我们刚刚有提到了。
Just now we mentioned a few.
就是神是信实的。
For example, God is faithful.
他是良善的。
God is good.
他是慈爱的。
God is loving.
他是公义的。
God is just.
他是圣洁的。
God is holy.
一切美善的源头就是在神。
In other words, everything that is good comes from God.
他是一个美善完全的一个源头。
He is the source of all perfection and goodness.
才成为神。
That's what makes him God.
如果他不是这样的话，他就不成为神了。
If he's anything less than that, he cannot be God.
他是神。
He is God.
他是完美的。
He is perfect.
一切美善的本质在他里面。
All goodness come from him.
而且他就是源头。
He is the source.
他是一切存在物存在的原因。
He is the cause, the first cause of all creation.
他是自由拥有的神。
He is the everlasting God.
他是永恒的存在者。
He is the first and the last.
这个定义才是神。
And this is what God is.
如果他不是这样，他就不是神了。
If he doesn't meet these criteria, he cannot be God.
他是这样，他是神。
Because he does, he is God.
所以呢，他可以从他自己的美善的本质呢，散发出那种光辉来。
And because God himself has all these beautiful, wonderful attributes, he can display and extend these attributes.
那同时就解答两个问题了。
And that actually answers two other questions.
如果我们不愿意借着我们美善的表现呢，来诉说神的美德，使神得到荣耀，神依然是有荣耀的。
Suppose we refused to display God's glory through us, God'sGlory does not diminish because of us.
因为他的荣耀是从他美善的本质自己散发出来的。
Because God's goodness and beauty emanate from himself.
Michael Jordan 他的球技相当的好。
Michael Jordan is a very skillful basketball player.
据说啊，篮球是为他发明的。
And there's a saying that basketball was invented for him.
台湾也是很多人喜欢他。
Many people in Taiwan love Michael Jordan.
所以啊，当他好的表现的时候，大家跟他鼓掌。
When they see how well he performs, people clap their hands.
这是很自然的事情啊。
This is very natural.
没有人说 Jordan， 你是太骄傲的，你为了人家鼓掌啊，你灌篮啊，你怪骄傲的，没有人这样跟他讲的。
Nobody ever scolds Michael Jordan. You are so proud. You always get all the points. You are so proud.
你呀、啊，为了人家掌声啊，你赞美你啊，你太骄傲了。没有人这样讲的。
Nobody accuses him and say you want people to praise you and clap their hands. You are too proud.
我们看到那Bonds，他打了全垒打701、702，我们也很高兴，鼓掌啊。
When we see Bonds hitting another home run.Everybody claps and cheers.
有人说棒子，你太骄傲了，你为了跟人家鼓掌，你打了700次全垒打。
Does anyone accuse Bonds of being too proud and hitting the 700th home run?
我们看到他这么好的表现，我们很自然就鼓掌。但是呢，不鼓掌了，他就骄傲。
People naturally praise these people. And on the other hand.It is those who refuse to clap their hands that are proud.
这么好的表现的人不是骄傲，是故意不鼓掌、不赞美他的人才是骄傲。
It's not those who perform well who are proud. It's those who refuse to cheer that are proud.
你不鼓掌 ，Michael Jordan 还是这么厉害。
If you don't cheer Michael Jordan, he is still as good as he is.
你不跟棒子鼓掌，他继续可以打到800支的全垒打。
Even if you don't cheer on Barry Bonds, he can still hit more home runs.
因为他本身有那个能力啊，本身有那个实力在啊。
Because they themselves are very good in those sports.
所以神也是一样。
The same is true with God.
从他美善的本质散发出光辉来。
From his own goodness, he manifests splendor and glory.
可是谈到我们人类。
But let's look at human beings.
我为什么要荣耀神？
We may ask, why should I glorify God?
偏偏不要荣耀神。
I refuse to glorify God.
好，你不荣耀神，你不述说神的美德，你不能用好行为啊。
Well, if you refuse to glorify God, then that means you don't want to have any good behavior in you.
因为人有美善的本质，是从神来的。
Because all good attributes and behavior come from God.
当你把这个美善本质反映出来的时候，就是彰显神的荣耀了。
And when you manifest these good behaviors, you're actually manifesting God's glory.
这个世界上没有一个绝对的好人，也没有一个绝对的坏人。
No human being on earth is absolutely good and absolutely evil.
再好的人呢、啊，他都有打错步的这个时候。
Even the best people can make mistakes.
那么罪恶的人，他都还有一点点的良心。
And even the most wicked people.May have a little conscience.
所以这个世界上没有一个绝对的罪人。
So no person on earth is 100% evil.
如果真的有这样的人的话，其实也不成为人了。
If there is such a person, he is really not a human being.
他会变成什么样的样子呢？
What would he become?
所以我们可以知道，神要我们来述说他的美德。
So from this, we can understand God wants us to declare His praises.
原来是要我们活得更有尊贵性。
And this means that God wants us to live a more dignified and honorable life.
我们的行为怎么差，怎么罪恶，神依然从他美善的本质发出他的光辉来。
Even if we choose to live in sin and wickedness, God will still manifest His glory from His own goodness.
可是当一个人他完全没有道德性的时候，他是如何的堕落？
But when a person completely has no morals in his life, he becomes extremely corrupt.
这就是神要我们荣耀他的原因之一了。
So this is why, one of the reasons why God wants us to glorify Him.
我们可以活得更美善。
He wants us to have a good and beautiful life.
我们可以活得更有尊贵性。
He wants us to lead a noble and dignified life.
我们应当要不断地述说神美善的作为。
So we ought to always declare God's praises.
我们要时常来述说神的美德。
We should always declare about God's goodness.
在我们身上来彰显神美善的本质来。
So that through us, God's beauty and glory can be seen.
我们的神得荣耀，我们自己也得到神的荣耀了。
When God is glorified, we also receive glory.
我们也活出人的尊贵性来了。
And we will live out the dignity of human beings.
所以基督教的信仰，它是跟人的尊贵性要结合在一起。
Therefore, the Christian faith has a lot to do with human dignity.
这份信仰是有价值的。
Our faith is valuable.
它帮助我们看见了什么是美善的本质。
Faith helps us understand and see what is good.
然后它提供很多帮助，使我们能够接近那个美善的本质。
And faith also helps us to approach and get near that goodness.
这才是生命真正的意义。
And that is truly the meaning of life.
一个人的价值不在乎他身上所穿金戴银的种种。
A person's value really has nothing to do with how much he owns and what he wears.
神看人的价值不是这样看的。
That's not how God evaluates a person.
很多人跟对方握手的时候，先看一看他的手表是不是劳力士的。
Some people, when they shake another person's hand, they want to see whether he is wearing a Rolex.
再看一看他的头发是抹什么头发油。
And they look at what kind of gel they put on, on their hair.
为什么头发梳得这么整齐，苍蝇停的时候也都飞不走。
And their hair may be so well groomed that when the fly lands on it, it cannot fly away because it's stuck.
它的领带是什么名牌的？
They look at what kind of tie the other person's wearing.
这个腰带是什么牌的？
What brand the belt is.
哦，皮鞋是鳄鱼皮的。
And they look at the leather shoes that people wear.
哦，这个身上还有一只企鹅。
And they look at the penguin logo.
哦，它的皮带是 crocodile.
And they see that the belt is made of crocodile skin.
全身都是动物。
So their whole body is covered with animals.
看起来好像这个人非常的高贵。
They seem very dignified, very honorable.
这是人看人的价值啊。
This is how human beings judge other human beings.
但是神不是看这样看的。
But that's not God, how God judges us.
是要看他这个人美善的本质散发出来没有。
God looks at whether a person actually exhibits God's goodness.
德瑞莎女士啊，我们不管她的信仰，她是一位非常伟大的人。
Mother Teresa, even though our faith may differ, was indeed a very great person.
她年轻的时候就到印度去。
She went to India when she was young.
她要去爱那些人。
She went to love those people.
她过着非常简单贫困的生活。
She lived a very poor and simple life.
她的身材很矮小。
She was of short stature.
有人取笑她吗？
Did anyone laugh at her?
有人轻视她吗？
Has anyone despised her?
没有。
No.
她没有穿金戴银。
She never wore gold or silver.
但是她却赢得全世界的尊重。
But she won the respect and admiration of the whole world.
因为她真的把神美善的本质尽量的、尽情的把它发挥出来。
Because she freely showed God's goodness.
这就是生命的意义。
That is the meaning of life.
可是我们刚刚提到，
As we have mentioned,
罪的权势啊，压迫我们人类。
The power of sin can crush human beings.
所以我们就成为罪的奴仆。
As a result, we become slaves to sin.
那么我们要怎么样才能够真正的活出神的荣美来呢？
How can we truly live out God's glory and goodness?
我想有几个做法我们可以来参考看看。
I'd like to share with you some important points.
第一个，我们要重新跟生命的源头连接在一起。
First, to display God's glory, we must reconnect with the source of life.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书四章，我们请看十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
这里是保罗在提到以弗所教会的信徒以前未信主的时候是如何的堕落。
Paul mentions how the Ephesians used to be so corrupt before their conversion.
我们看十七节。
Verse 17.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事。十八节。第四章。
Chapter four, verse 17 and 18.
第十八节，四章十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 17 and 18.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。都因自己无知，心里刚硬。十九节。
19.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。我们从后头看回去，第十九节最后面他说贪行种种的污秽。
Now going backwards, starting from verse 19, talks about lewdness and all uncleanness.
这就是外在的行动行为。
These have to do with external behavior.
为什么有这些污秽的行为呢？
Why is there uncleanness and lewdness?
啊，因为放纵私欲。
Because they have given themselves over to lust.
为什么放纵私欲呢？
Why?
良心丧尽。
Because they have gone past feeling.
在往上推的时候，就推到第十八节说，他们与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
And if we trace back to the reason, and the reason is that in verse 18,They have been alienated from the life of God.
在外面看到的是行为。
What you can see externally is only behavior.
但是这个行为是从他内心，他内在的这个心所发出的。
But the external behavior is actually an extension of a person's heart.
他为什么有这种心呢？
Why would the person have such a heart?
因为他的生命已经不是神那种生命了。
Because the life that is in them is no longer the life of God.
那既然不是神那种生命的话，就无法像，就无法有神那种本质出来。
And because it is not the life of God, it cannot possibly manifest God's attributes.
柠檬树，它的生命本质就是柠檬的特质，长出来就是柠檬。
The lemons grow on lemon tree because the lemon tree gives forth its characteristics.
那么香蕉就长出香蕉来。
But from a banana tree comes bananas.
什么生命的本质，它就散发出什么的特质出来。
So the kind of life it is gives forth a different end product.
所以今天第一个步骤呢，要与神所赐的生命再重新连结。
So the first step to manifesting God's glory is to reunite with the life of God.
我们看起来是行为的问题。
The problem may seem.To be only the external behavior.
在把它探讨的时候，是心的问题。
But when we go a step further, we realize that the problem is in the heart.
但是最根结的就是生命的问题。
But the root of the problem is that we don't have the life of God.
那么这种生命的问题呢，教育呢，无法有这个功能改变。
Education alone cannot change lives.
今天虽然大家的这个教育水准啊，比以前更高了。
Today, our education level may be higher than the past.
而且越来越普及了。
And it becomes more prevalent and common.
但是我们发现，教育水准越高，道德就越低。
But we see that despite the rise in education, morality continues to decline.
犯罪的事情就越多。
Crimes increase.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为教育它没有办法改变生命啊。
Because education cannot change lives.
教育它是给人灌输知识。
Education may give knowledge.
它给我们很多的知识。
It brings us much knowledge.
但是它不改变我们的生命。
But it cannot give us a new life.
那没有办法。
It's impossible.
生命的问题是神的问题。
Life has to come from God.
那因此呢，既然教育无法改变生命的本质，那我们怎么办？我们要跟生命的赏赐生命的神再连接在一起。
Since education cannot solve this problem, we must come back to God and reunite with His life.
这就是今天为什么。世界一直堕落的原因呢、啊、
This is why the world continues to become more corrupt.
因为它已经远离了那个最原始的美善的源头。
Because the world has severed itself from the original beautiful source of God's life.
所以现在要把它重新再连接起来。
So the first step is to reunite ourselves with that life.
来领受神所赏赐的新的生命。
Then we can receive the new life in God.
我们请看彼得后书第一章。
Please turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章，我们看第四节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
彼得后书一章四节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。当我们领受神的生命之后呢，我们就可以跟神的性情有份了。
When we receive the life of God, we can become partakers of God's divine nature.
因为已经脱离了从世上来的这个败坏的情欲了。
Because we have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
那么我们就可以有像神那样的性情，那样的形象出来。
Then we have the ability to have the goodness and image of God.
那么再来进一步的步骤就是要接受真理的教导。
The next step is to be taught by the truth.
还有呢，我们有一个完全的模范呢，可以让我们效法。
And we also have a perfect model as our example.
我们再翻回来这个以弗所书第四章。
Please come back to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们请看二十节。
Verse 20.
以弗所书四章二十节。
Ephesians 4 verse 20.
这里说我们学基督却不是这样贪行种种的误会的意思。
We have not so learned Christ. In other words, not in uncleanness.
二十一节说我们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
Verse 21, if indeed you have been heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus.
二十二节说我们就可以把这个旧人给脱掉了。
22, that we can put off the former old man.
二十三节说我们心智改换一新。
23, and be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
二十四节说穿上新人。
24, put on the new man.
这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以我们既然领受了神的生命呢，我们就会有真理的仁义和圣洁表现了。
When we have received the life of God, we will live in true righteousness and holiness.
不断的有真理来教导我们。
We will be taught by the truth.
引导我们走在正确的道路上。
Which will guide us to walk in the right path.
每次他提醒我们，哎呀，我们赶快纠正我们的脚步。
The truth constantly reminds us to correct our steps.
最终我们就可以把神的美德把它展现出来了。
Ultimately, we'll be able to manifest God's goodness.
主耶稣也是一个完美的形象，让我们来效法。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect example for us to imitate.
所以我们常常读圣经就可以明白。
So we can, and we can find his good examples in the Bible.
因此呢，我们可以知道说，基督徒他更能够啊，把神的荣美给彰显出来。
That's why Christians have been given the ability to manifest God's glory.
这就是为什么我们希望我们很多的朋友呢，都能够来认识啊这样的有价值的信仰。
That's why we encourage our friends to come and accept this valuable faith.
我们可以活在光明当中。
We can live in the light.
我们有高尚的生活。
We can live an honorable life.
光明的人格。
We can have a characteristic of light.
这是我们应当要追求的。
This is the goal that we all should pursue.
我知道我们主任有一位弟兄啊，他的行为啊，非常的干净啊，令人敬佩。
I know of a brother who has a very good conduct, and he is very commendable.
那么我们这位信徒啊，他是在开计程车为业的。
And this member is a taxi driver.
他虽然不是公司的大老板呢，可是他每天呢借着他的这个付出劳力呢来生活。
He is not a wealthy entrepreneur, but he works hard every day to earn a living.
有一天呢，他的车子呢载了一位小姐。
One day, he took a passenger, a lady.
不久之后，这个小姐就下车了。
And after when they arrived at the destination, the lady got off the car.
但是呢，有一包很大的东西就放在这个计程车的后座。
But she forgot and left behind a huge bag with stuff in it.
当我们这位弟兄他发现的时候呢，已经有一段距离了。他开了到前头去，已经有一段距离了。
And by the time our brother realized this, he had already gone quite a distance.
他那个时候就很紧张啊。
And when he discovered the bag, he was panicking.
这包到底是什么东西啊？
He wondered what is in that bag.
这个小姐一定会很担心的。
This lady must be very anxious by now.
这么大包是什么东西？
What is this huge bag of stuff?
打开一看。
He opened the bag.
都是大钞啊，钞票啊，这么大包的钞票。
It was stacks of cash.
怎么办呢？
He didn't know what to do.
他不说，哎呀，好高兴啊！我可以三年不用干活了。他不是这样想的。
He didn't say now I can retire.
哦，怎么办了？这个钱怎么办
？He was panicking. He didn't know what to do.
我只是讲三年可以不工作，没有讲退休。哇，可以三年休息的。
I can rest for 3 years.
但是想一想，这个不是我的东西啊。
He didn't say that. Instead, he said, "This is not."I don't own this.
这是小姐的东西，她一定很紧张。
And she must be very anxious.
赶快送回去吧。
So he thought I must bring this money back to her.
好，他看到那个小姐在路旁边一直哭啊。
And when he got back, he saw that she was crying by the roadside.
有些小姐长得很漂亮，但是很粗心。
there are some ladies that are very look very attractive, but are very absent-minded.
这么大包的钱竟然忘记了把它放在计程车上。
Mm. This lady forgot such a huge bag of money.
我们这位弟兄下车的时候就问小姐啊，你为什么在哭啊？
So he got when he saw her, he got off the taxi and asked her, "Why are you crying?"
他说：“哎呦，我丢了一包东西在自行车上。”
And she said, "I left a huge bag of stuff in the taxi."
那你有没有看到那个计程车的那个车牌号码多少几号
？So he asked her, "Did you get the license plate?"
我没有记啊，我没有记。
License plate number. She said, "No, I didn't."
那个计程车的司机他前面有一个牌子，你有没有记起他的名字来啊？
And he asked her, "Did you remember the name of the taxi driver?"
我没有记。
She said, "No."
那你有没有看？还记不记得那部计程车的颜色是什么颜色的？
He asked her, "Do you remember the color of that taxi?"
我忘记了，我没有注意看。
She said, "I didn't pay attention."
也就是说，他如果他要报案的话，他没有资料可以找啊，这包钱是追不回来的。
In other words, even if she wanted to report to the police,There was no information for the police to go on.
啊，我们这位弟兄就把这包钱拿出来，说：“小姐，这是你的钱。”
Then after that, the brother took out the money and said to her, "This is your money."
这个小姐很可爱啊，有时候笑，有时候哭。她哭啊，现在就很高兴了。
While she was still crying, as soon as she saw the money, she turned, she started getting very happy.
所以有时候人家说那个小姐的脾气，小姐的个性就像晴时多云偶阵雨一样啊。
So some young ladies change their mood instantly.
像我们这个地方的天气一样啊，刚刚啊，下午很热，现在晚上就很冷。
Can be like the weather in Pacifica changes right away.
啊，那这个小姐就很高兴啊，哎呀，这么好的人呐。
So this young lady was very happy to meet such a nice man.
所以她当场就拿了一大叠的钱呐，大概才有20万呢。要给我们这个弟兄啊。
So she immediately took out a huge stack of money worth of thousands of dollars and wanted and to pay this brother.
那一包钱大概有新台币150万左右。
And that money was probably worth
大概美金就是用5万块来讲好了。大概美金将近5万块。
About $50,000.
哦，那个小姐都拿了一大叠钱要给我们这位弟兄啊。
So she took out a whole stack of money and wanted to reward this brother.
然后嘴巴一直讲，这个世界没有这么好的人，世界没有这么好的人呐。
And as she was doing that, she kept saying, "It's impossible to find such a good person in this world."
但是这位弟兄他拒绝。
But this brother refused it.
我不拿。
He said, "I'm not going to take it."
不是我的东西，我不拿。
This is not mine. I will not take it.
应该要还给你的。
This belongs to you, so I'll give it back to you.
他怎么说呢？
What did she say?
我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Oh, I'm sorry. He said to her, "I am a true Jesus Church member."
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
我们要圣洁，
that we need to be holy.
我是敬拜神的人。
I worship the true God.
虽然我是开计程车的，
even though I'm just a taxi driver.
不像你们这么有钱呐。
I'm not as well-to-do as you.
但是不是我的钱，我一分都不拿。
But because this money is not mine, I will not take even a cent.
小姐，我跟你讲。
Let me tell you.
希望你有空到我们真耶稣教会来慕道。
I invite you to come to the True Jesus Church.
我们的教会在台北市杭州南路129号。
Our church is at such and such an address location.
哎，这个时候很大声啊！我是真耶稣教会信徒，讲得很大声啊！我是真耶稣教会的信徒啊
！He declared out loud, "I am a True Jesus Church member."
有时候人家跟你问。你是哪个教会？我基督教的了。
Sometimes people may ask you, "Which church do you go to?" Oh, I'm a Christian.
基督教有很多教啊，是哪个？我们是有那个灵恩的，求灵恩的教会。
There are so many Christian churches. Which church do you belong to? Well, one of the charismatic churches.
真耶稣教会四个字，真耶稣教会让你羞愧吗
？Are you ashamed of the name True Jesus Church?
不是这样的。
That should not be.
那这个小姐当然觉得很奇怪，怎么有这种人呢
？So this lady was very puzzled by how good a man our brother was.
好了，当这个小姐回去之后，大概过了一个礼拜啊，她打电话找我们这位弟兄。
She went home a week later. She called up our brother.
她说：“啊，计程车先生啊，我回去报告我们家里的人呐、啊，没有一个人敢相信呢，所以现在要、啊、请你 啊，一起跟我们去吃饭啊，要证明啊，你真的是这么好的人。
She said, Mr. So-and-so, I told my family about you, what you have done, and nobody believed me that there could be such a good person. So in order to prove to them that you exist, please come and have a meal with us.
啊，那我们这位弟兄就就照着这个约定的时间呢，到了一家大饭店去，跟他们全家人一起吃饭。
So at the appointed time, he met up with this lady and the whole family, her whole family at a restaurant.
这个小姐的父亲呢，拿了又更大叠的，差不多一倍的那个钱要给我们弟兄啊。
And this time around, the lady's father offered him even huge, bigger stack of cash.
他说我不拿，我不可以拿。
And he said, I can't take it.
我是真耶稣教会的信徒，哇，讲得很大声。
I'm a true Jesus Church member, he said out loud.
希望你能够跟我们来信耶稣。
I hope that you can come and believe in Jesus with me.
你就能够真正从真理当中呢得到光明的人格。
And you will also live a good life, of good character.
对方是董事长啊，开个大公司的，他是开公司的，我们弟兄是开计程车的啊，但是一点都不自卑哦，在这么有钱的人面前。一点都不自卑。
Now this lady's father was a executive, was the executive of a very big company, and our brother was only a taxi driver, and he did not feel ashamed at all in front of this executive.
我们什么时候可以这么大声说我是真耶稣教会的信徒，请你来参加我们的布道会？
Are we ever able to say with great confidence, I am a true Jesus Church member? Please come to church with me.
如果我们真的这样做的话，我们会有更多人来参加我们的聚会。
If we can all have this confidence, I'm sure more people will follow us to the church.
虽然他不是赚大钱的人，
even though he did not make a lot of money,
也没有人所羡慕的这个地位，
he did not have a position that people envied.
但是他清清白白的做人，
but he lived an honest and good life.
他堂堂正正的工作，
and he worked with his hands.
他光明正大的活着。
He lived a bright and meaningful life.
他可以顶天，也可以立地。
He was able to stand tall.
何等的有尊贵性！
He was a very dignified human being.
这个信仰可以帮助我们达到这样的一个境界。
Therefore, our faith can help us reach that state.
我们求主耶稣帮助大家。
May our Lord Jesus